You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Every 2 years, the city of Boise names a new cultural ambassador for an organization, program, or event that elevates Boise's arts and culture scene. Well, this week, the city announced the honor will now go to Ming Studios. This is an international art center and residency program right in the heart of downtown Boise. The award comes with a $20,000 grant over 2 years. Joining us in studio to talk about the Cultural Ambassador Program and what Ming has done to earn the honor is Jennifer Wybar. And joining us live on the phone is Jason Morales. He is the founder and director of Ming Studios. I want to thank both of you for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
And I should mention, Jennifer is the Outreach and Education Coordinator with the Boise City Department of Arts and History. So I want to start with you, Jennifer. So talk to us about what the Cultural Ambassador Program is.
Sure. The Cultural Ambassador Program was actually created and approved by mayor and council in the midst of the economic downturn in 2010. And the program was created really to demonstrate the strong impact that arts and cultural organizations in Boise have on the city, and to recognize the effect of the recession on their fiscal health. So today, the program is designed really to share Boise's cultural and creative community with other cities across the globe and to foster connections with global audiences.
And it is a two-year ambassadorship.
Yes. So every fiscal year, so FY20, for example, for this year, the cultural ambassador is appointed for that the beginning of that fiscal year over the course of two fiscal years, so 2021 in this case.
And so what is kind of part of being an ambassador? I mean, what does that actually mean?
Yes. So the cultural ambassador, when they apply and are considering the appointment, need to be characteristically Boise. But they also have to have a reach. They have to have an engagement with both the local community as much as they do with a more national or international audience. They also have to have demonstrated ability and integrity in the arts and history and culture in general, and a really strong commitment to the public expression of culture. And what I mean by that is a commitment to using culture to empower a more just, equitable, and creative community.
Because the last ambassadorship was a joint venture, correct?
That's right. So if we are going back in history, the first cultural ambassador appointed by mayor and council was the Trey McIntyre Project, a dance company. And that was back in 2013. Since then, Treefort Music Fest and Anthony Doerr, the Pulitzer
author, right?
Winning author, have been appointed back in 2015. And then following that, Global Lounge that organizes the three-day multicultural festival in June in the Cecil DeAndres Park in downtown Boise, jointly with Boise State University's Velma V. Morrison Center for the Performing Arts.
And Jason, I want to bring you into the conversation because you do apply for this, correct? Because it's a grant that you get $20,000 over the 2 years.
That is correct, yes. We did submit an application. I was very excited that the city provided a reminder before the deadline, and we were thinking about this, but then I think closer to the date of the final was like, you know, I think we're a good match for this, so we really should consider submitting that.
So for people who aren't aware of Ming Studios, I should say that if you have been to Trader Joe's, you've been by Ming Studios. And what do you do? Talk to us about what Ming Studios is.
Yeah, I love that. I love that you mentioned the driving by all the time, because it is such a familiar comment from our community. And it is sort of a mysterious space. I have to say, you know, I lived in the community for some time, driving by it myself and always kind of, what is this space? So what we did, we collaborated with Classic Design Studio, who's, I guess, the host of the actual property and who we rent our space from. And we provide essentially that, an exhibition space and related resources for featured artists whom we support through an artist in residency program. We do really ask those artists to contribute to Ming to create new work that's influenced by their experience and their collaborations with Idahoans, either Boiseans or those in the region, depending on the nature of their work. And so it really is a nonprofit, educational, multicultural, type of project with a mission to exhibit, experience, and explore contemporary arts and culture.
So what's your plan with the $20,000 grant money?
Yeah, no, that's very exciting. First and foremost, I think we really want to open up and make it even easier for Boiseans, for Idahoans, but also for visitors to our community to know, first of all, what's happening at Ming. So really sort of, hopefully get more of those folks who are driving by to feel excited about what's happening within our doors, but also what's happening throughout our community and through collaborations with other arts and culture institutions within our community, as well as some other resources online. We hope to expose and offer more channels for artists to promote their work, their performances, the things that they're doing, and really offer a contribution to the community that way.
And Jennifer,
and,
I wanted to just ask Jennifer a quick question too, because how unique is it for cities to give out these kinds of taxpayer funded awards, basically?
I think it's really unique and speaks volumes about the mayor and our council and our leadership in general, their commitment to having in and of itself a department devoted to arts and history, mm-hmm. and then recognizing that arts and cultural organizations in Boise do have a very strong economic impact, both locally and through cultural tourism.
And what made Jason and Ming Studio stand out in this process?
Well, I think the mayor was extremely impressed that in the 5 years that they've been in existence since their creation in 2014, that they've welcomed artists from literally around the world, the Netherlands, Spain, South Korea, Germany, Italy, Sweden, Croatia, the list goes on, and various regions around the U.S. So that international component to their residency program is extremely is applaudable and really quite important for our community. But reciprocally, Ming Studios manages these exchanges with huge pride and with a conviction to represent Boise and our community in those international spheres in a really creative and responsible way. Jason spoke to this. Ming really serves as a host to many local artists. And through these cultural exchanges between local and non-local mm-hmm. artists, that connection between people really drives a thriving cultural community here in Boise. And we're so proud to have Ming as our next cultural ambassador.
Well, I want to thank you both so much for taking some time out of your day. Jason's actually traveling, so I appreciate Jason, you taking some time. And Jennifer Wybar, she is with Boise Arts and History Department. And a big congratulations to Ming Studios for becoming the next cultural ambassador for the City of Trees. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. And I want to thank all of you for being a part of Idaho Matters. Always appreciate you taking time out of your day. Our producers are Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. Our associate producer is Hannah Gardosky. Our theme music was written and produced by musician Will Hall. I'm Gemma Gaudette. It's Thursday. Have a great rest of your day. We'll see you back here tomorrow.